Credit card companies always charge a fee for a swipe, but retailers usually pass this cost along by upping prices. But Indiana counties aren't legally allowed to do this, so they hire a third party to process the payments, and those companies are charging between 2 and 4% extra. Counties could swallow these extra fees, but in an age of plummeting property tax revenue, most, if not all, are charging taxpayers for the convenience of using their plastic. Howard County Treasurer Martha Lake says more taxpayers have little choice but to live off their credit cards due to tough circumstances.
This is not a good money time for a lot of people, and if there are additional fees and they're frustrated, I am sorry for that. And so a lot of times people don't stick around to hear the whole explanation, or they don't even ask.
Lake and other county treasurers say they've heard their fair share of complaints. Monroe County Treasurer Kathy Smith says the fees, which could be in the thousands of dollars depending on the size of the property tax bill, could be the difference between keeping and losing a home. Still, Martha Lake says there's no way around the charges.
At this point, this is the best that we can do to provide that option. And many, many treasurers are doing it exactly like we are. I don't know of anybody who is not doing it this way under the circumstances, okay?
But Bartholomew County Deputy Treasurer Rita Carr says some people are trying to use their credit cards to their advantage in this situation.
Because they get money back, you know, from using, you know, these credit cards that they have.
Three of the four treasurers interviewed for this story say some of their constituents are opting for the fee as a means of earning airline miles or gifts through their credit provider. Still, others prefer the small credit card fee to a 5 or 10% late fee from a county and calculate it's better to live with the smaller credit card charge, even if it carries the potential of a much higher interest rate later on. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.